Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Todd Monken met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's meeting with the Bears.
I think we just looked at ourselves, you know, where we're at now, what we've been doing, personnel-wise, schematic-wise, where we want to go moving forward. I think there's a lot of things you look at, what we've put on tape, what we want to be moving forward. There's a lot of really good stuff you get, whether it was the last 2 years has been later in the year or, you know, this was earlier in the year. I don't anticipate too many personnel changes in terms of, you know, we're excited to get Pat back and excited to get Ronnie healthy. And, you know, so we're excited.
Do you feel like you've been able to follow your game plans once you get to game time? Do you feel like there's any element that it has become too
predictable? Oh, I don't. I mean, are you getting to, like, tendencies or, like, what they're saying? Is that what the point is or the game plan? I mean, we've had tendencies the last 2 years. I mean, if you're really good, you have tendencies. I mean, that's what you do. I mean, when they look on film, they look at what you do well and what you don't do well. When you're struggling, you have tendencies. When you're not doing well, you have tendencies. Tendencies aren't really the issue. It's, do you know them? Do you know what they're seeing, and then how do you combat that?
How challenging is it to manage quarterback reps when, you know, your starter's limited, just coming back these last couple of days, and you had two other guys play in the game? Your last game before the bye. How tough is that to manage that, you know, even with some unknown about whether, Lamar's out there someday?
That's what it is. I mean, that's what you do. You give the guys the reps that you think are going to play in the game. And the guys that are out there at practice, I thought they all looked good today.
Tendencies, you mentioned before, how much is that something you look at offensively in terms of what you guys do and breaking from them or, you know, where you can, where you like, how much goes into that in a
lot. I mean, a lot of it, it's every week. You know, you're looking at personnel. Who's on the field? What you're doing with that personnel? What are you doing situationally? What are you doing really positioned on the field? Like everybody, you know, backed up, regular, normal course of the game, red zone, 2 minute. We're looking at them. They're looking at us. And that's just what you do. That it's tested my relationship with the players? No, not at all. I mean, I don't see it that way. I mean, coach has set an unbelievable culture of confronting everything that gets in the way of winning football. You know, we're frustrated, but we're not deterred. I love our energy this week. We're fired up. We're ready to go. We've had a couple of great practices. Looking forward to see how it turns out on Sunday. But I don't feel that way. I mean, this isn't my first rodeo here. I mean, this isn't like I just showed up. I mean, so I said that before. I mean, that we've been really damn good around here, and we expect to be good again.
Todd, you touched on it, but to get Patrick Ricard back, knowing what kind of physicality he brings, how much of a different element can that bring to the running game after, you know, it got going pretty well against LA?
No, we're excited to have Pat back. I mean, a guy that's played as much football as he has, and, you know, he can play on the line of scrimmage, he can play in the backfield. He's a guy that doesn't get dented. You know, I mean, he doesn't overreact to what he sees as he's trying to fit up a run or on the line of scrimmage. There's just a lot to be said. That's why he's been a elite football player at his position over the last few years.
What did you kind of take away from the Rams game, you know, when able to run the ball, you know, pretty well in that game and just kind of moving forward? I know obviously runs a big part of what you guys like to do. Are there specific elements that you think you took away from that?
I felt like we were, well, first of all, it was pretty obvious. I mean, you know, we ran the ball more effectively on first down. That's been our issue, you know, not only the last few weeks, but early in the year was our inefficiencies on first down. I mean, being inefficient, penalties, lost yardage plays, that we were a quick outcome, score or we were off the field. And that's not good. That's not a great, world to be living in. So our ability to run the ball on first down, be efficient on first down. And then obviously we got to capitalize once we get in the red zone, the black zone. We had a couple fourth down opportunities we didn't take care of.
What do you need to see from Lamar to feel like he's closer to game ready and he's on the right track to getting healthy?
Well, it's really not what I have to see. You know, it's the player that really has to feel comfortable going out there and putting themselves in position to play. He says he's ready to go. I'm ready to go. I feel great. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, any great player that says they want to play, I'm all in. You know, it's up to him. And I thought he looked really good today. I thought there was things he did out there today that took another step forward.
Do you think it added a boost of energy just yesterday seeing him come back to the practice field just as a team?
You'd have to ask those guys. I was excited. I'll speak for me. I was excited.
All right.
All right. Great. Thanks, guys.